Resident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this now April the 1st on the West Coast, April the 2nd on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zones. We'd like to welcome, besides those listening on BBSRadio.com, those listening on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on Blog Talk Radio.com on the internet. Well, we got a great show for you. It's been a while since I've done a music program with a musical guest. We've been dealing with the short-legged Mac Daddy in the White House, and that's the new name for him, by the way. Seeing him in flats, he's not all that tall. And so we're calling him the short-legged Mac Daddy, just for reference. And that comes from the term that Pastor James David Manning coined many months back when he began speaking about the long-legged Mac Daddy. So I'm gonna go straight to some music, and then we're gonna bring on the performer and composer of this piece. Many of you will recognize it. Hopefully, you've heard it already. If not, then hold on to your hats and fasten your seatbelts. The Great Reneger.
Broadcasting those negotiations on C-SPAN.
But these negotiations will be on C-SPAN.
It'll be on C-SPAN. It will be streaming over the net. We're going to do all these negotiations on C-SPAN.
We're going to have the negotiations televised on C-SPAN.
It'll be televised on C-SPAN. I can't guarantee it'll be exciting, so not everybody's going to be watching.
But all this will be done on C-SPAN in front of the public.
Let me say it as simply as I can.
Transparency
and the rule of law
will be the touchstones
of this presidency.
There's a big long list of promises broken, so eloquently spoken. And you wonder why so many millions are pissed, because he's a great reneger, politician at heart. A politician practicing his art. He's a great reneger. He's a black or a white. He's many shades of gray. Far left from what's right.
I'll make our government open and transparent, that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. Meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public. No more secrecy. That's the commitment I make to you as president.
He'll tell you anything to get you on his side, like a change you can't believe in. Trust me, what I lie. We'll have transparency. C-SPAN, post bills on the net. There'll be no lobbyists, no pork. Have we seen it? Politician at heart, a politician practicing his art. He's a great reneger, he's a black or a white, he's many shades of gray, far left from a strike.
When there's a bill that ends up on my desk as president, you, the public, will have 5 days to look online, find out what's in it before I sign it.
We will put government data online in universally accessible format.
And we try.
They've had votes in the night behind closed doors. Senators bribe, no better than whores. Pushing their program, refusing to hear when the voice of the people is perfectly clear. Cause he's a great reneger, politician at heart. A politician practicing his art. He's a great reneger, either black or white.
The president will be to guide this process so that it's an honest process.
The skin's so thin, when scratched you can see the horrible sight.
that lies just beneath. An unseasoned novice lifted up in pride, but there's a fall coming soon. There'll be no place to hide. Cause he's the great renegger, politician at heart. A politician practicing his art. He's the great renegger, neither black or white. He's many shades of gray, far left from what's right. Teleprompter in place, he can really talk that talk, blowing smoke his teeth, but he don't walk the walk. What a politician hates is when you turn on the light, he'll run like a roach for the darkness of night. Cause he's a great renegger, politician at heart, a politician practicing his art.
I'll let citizens track federal grants, contracts, earmarks, and lobbying contracts.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. Last week, the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates to special interests, including foreign corporations.
That didn't sit well with Justice Alito, who shook his head in disagreement and appeared to mouth the words, not true.
Ask questions in real time. Offer suggestions that will be reviewed before decisions are made.
Transparent and accountable to the American people.
Let me say it as simply as I can.
Transparency
and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
Wow. Well, that's telling it like it is. And to join us tonight on Evident Footprints here on BBSRadio.com, first time, the composer and performer of that tune, and I should say video, because you're hearing the audio track from the video itself. And our guest tonight is musician and composer and activist, Mr. Michael Fisher. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Hello, everybody out there.
Wow. I'm very honored to have you on. As you know, we've spoken privately off the air, and I have great admiration for your work. In fact, I've had the chance to listen to some of your other stuff, and you've got a very talented family as well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself for the listening audience so that they know a little bit about your background and what inspired you to write this song and produce this video that now has well over 2 million hits.
I'll start with I've spent most of my life as a missionary overseas. I got saved back in 1971, and I left the States in 72, and I spent a good many years in New Zealand, Australia, India, Japan, and then Russia. I didn't return back to the States until 1996, and remarried, and had a couple of kids, and I wasn't expecting, and so we've been working on the kids have grown up now. The oldest is 12, and the youngest is 8, and we sing together, and my wife sings, the reason for the song, I suppose, when I was away for so many years, you know, you've probably heard that story about the frog. You know, you put the frog if you throw a frog into boiling water, he'll jump out. But if you put the frog in the water and you turn it up and you let it heat up slowly, the frog will stay in there until he boils to death.
Yeah, I once did a video with Dr. Bill Deagle. I should say it's really a presentation on CD. The report on the boiling frog with Dr. Deagle and Todd Metallo. So, we're familiar with that.
Man. Well, I'm the frog that got thrown back into the States back in 1996, and I went, whoa, and it was like, what has happened? And I'd been away for so long, I didn't see the change that everyone else saw as a gradual thing. To me, it was just a big in your face thing. And so I've drawn a lot of conclusions. I've done a lot of thinking, a lot of praying about what's happening. And I guess this song was something that was kind of on my heart for months, and it wasn't something that I took lightly. We really thought a lot about it and got a lot of counsel from other people as well. And in the end, I felt that that's what I was supposed to do. And I put it out there, and I had no idea that we were going to get so many people writing in, and we've been, I mean, the last few weeks here, we've just been avalanched with letters and emails, and I suppose the easy thing about it was that most of the song and all the words in it really were taken straight from President Obama. There are things that he said, actions that he took, things that he said he wouldn't do that he did, things that he said he would do that he didn't. And so all we had to do was go to the internet, pull the clips off. There's very little of it. You'll probably noticed on the video that there's very little of me in there. It's just we just kind of stuck it in there just to fill up a couple of gaps, but most of it, President Obama is the star of the show.
Yes, and we call him the short-legged Mac Daddy. Just
right.
So you know. We have difficulty using the name because it's not his real name, for one thing.
Right.
And I've written about that and spoken about it to a great extent. So, and my associates in the research and talk show industry agree. We all have taken that stance that what do you call someone that can't prove who they are? And boy, you hit the nail on the head as far as credibility. I wish the folks could see the graphics that come up too. The timpani orchestra hits where you spell out the word LIES in slow motion.
That was my videographer. I wish I could have had him here tonight because he did a wonderful job.
Well, maybe we can bring him on the next time you're on the show.
Maybe so. And if anybody else out there needs to do any political videos, he's the guy.
Now, Mike, I've taken it upon myself to urge people to get a hold of this video. And of course, you know, it's quite expensive to produce something like this. And, this is your contribution to the nation, really, and to the world, because the world has an opinion about the American people who are suffering through this same ruse, if you want to call it that. I mean, this is a total ruse on the American public, on our Constitution, on our civil rights, or the Bill of Rights, and what we stand for as a people, and to see the things that are being done to our society, it's really sad. I mean, you lift up people's spirit and you give them courage and conviction with his music. You know, you could have written a sad ballad and it probably would have been appropriate, but you took the right approach.
Well, I suppose that's been one of the most rewarding things is that we've received so many comments from people that have just said, oh, you know, truer words were never spoken. And, you know, I mean, we've just had so many compliments on the song, and I just go, wow, thank God.
Well, I want to take the time to play some of your other music because this stuff is great. And I mean, it's catchy. The first time around, you get the message. I'm already singing the hooks, and we got a few surprises as the show goes on here.
What's the next one you have in mind?
I picked Stone Cold Dead. Is there a story behind this that you want to share? Or
I guess the Second Amendment is a story in itself. That's another big battle that we're fighting here is that There are powers that are trying to, you know, just as they have in Australia and Canada and England to take away the weapons that we have to defend ourselves, and which is a right that's guaranteed every individual that is a citizen of the United States. And when you sit down and you start. You read all these different things and you see all the different accounts of things that are happening. And I suppose one of the actors that I always really liked was Charlton Heston, and I remember him raising that musket over his head and proclaiming, you know, from my, you know, the only way they're going to get my guns is prying it out of my cold, dead hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't exactly that, but, you know, this is Stone Cold Dead is a similar thing, and it kind of brings to mind that the criminals, you know, they want to take up the guns, but, you know, the criminals are never going to turn theirs in anyway. And then it also brings up a point, you know, where Jesus said that a strong man armed keeps his house in peace. And even the disciples, I think, when they just before he was crucified, they all had swords. So, and there's a warning in there, because I believe that there are people out there now that are really, really pushing to take those guns up. We have a governor of New York, and we have Mr. George Soros, and we have a lot of other people who are hell-bent on taking our guns away. And I happen to know a whole lot of people down here in the part of the world where I live, which happens to be below the Mason-Dixon line, and they're not going to put up with that.
I hear you. Well, let's have a listen to Stone Cold Dead here. Okay?
All right.
Hey, they want to take up your guns, man. If they had their way, they'd take them up and melt them down. They'd do it now, today. Hey, they want to take up your guns, man. Criminals agree. They say, take them up and melt them down and just save some for me. Hey, it's got to make you a madman. Hey, it's got to make you see red. Ain't no way to get my guns unless I'm stone cold dead. Jesus said, a strong man armed keeps his house in peace. I say, if a bad man comes to my house, he might just get dizzy. In this world, the darker grows with each and every day. Everyone better have a gun, and everybody ought to pray. No way to get my guns unless I'm stone cold dead. It's gotta make you a madman. It's got to make you see red. It's gotta make you a mad, mad man. Ain't no way they're getting my guns unless I'm stone cold I'm stone cold dead. The Second Amendment tells us all that we have the right. And time just might be coming soon when we have to rise and fight. For there are those among us sending out alarms. That's why our founding fathers gave us the right to bear arms.
Stone Cold Dead, and that's Mr. Mike Fisher. Mike, you have a warm side to you also.
It's not all fire and brimstone.
Exactly. I had the pleasure of speaking to your better half, as we say.
Right.
To stay in good graces, right?
Right.
And you sent me a song that your wife sings, and I wanted to allow the listening audience. In fact, we're gonna sort of move a little bit through your family here.
Okay.
But before we do that, I have another guest on the show who's been sitting waiting in the wings. He hosts his own radio show that's heard around the world, and I know that you've been interested in getting your music out to folks in the military, and this is a man that can help us make that happen. He's a former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. He hosts his own talk radio show on Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com, and he appears weekly on my show Thursday nights, believe it or not, for the most part. His name is Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, are you with us?
No, I'm on vacation.
Well, welcome to the show. What do you think of this music, Drew?
I think it's great. Play it again, Sam.
All right. I just wanted to make sure we didn't put you to sleep back there.
No. I'm sitting here bouncing my feet on the floor. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm going to – this is a little bit more laid back, okay? If you were at a concert, you know, you do a couple of up tunes, and then it's time to mellow out a little bit and think about some things. Tell us a little bit about the little lady, if you would, Mike.
Okay. Well, you know, if you're going to do that song, I'll tell you that there's a story behind this song because I spent from 1992 to 1996, I was in Siberia. In Russia, we actually did a big food project there with USDA food that they were bringing in. We brought in train loads of it and distributed. But my daughter, who was I spent a lot of time in Australia, and I have a 19-year-old daughter. When she was 19, she came over from. She'd never been to the States, and she landed in at LAX, and the folks that were supposed to pick her up, she was going to join me on this mission trip to Russia, but the folks didn't pick her up on time, so she was sitting there at the airport, and it was like, you know, very, for a 19-year-old girl from Australia who'd never been here, it was sort of a shocker, and so she sat down on a seat there in the airport, and she pulled out her guitar. And within 20 minutes, she had this song completely written. And it really was something that just poured out of her. And now my wife sings the song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a terrific song.
Okay, so this is Karen Fisher singing The Famine.
Proclaims, but trust died years ago, and God is among the list of names of people you don't know. Tears that I weep for the death of souls and minds. this perish from guns and knives. There is a famine for love sweeping this nation. There's a famine for peace of mind. There's a famine for hope that's killing this generation.
Great song. And your daughter wrote that, and your wife sang it. Boy, she's got a great voice.
Now, wait a minute. His daughter wrote that in 20 minutes.
That's right.
Now, that's one heck of a good song coming out of some talented lady.
Oh, yeah.
We'll call your daughter a young lady.
Yeah. You know, actually, she's not young anymore. I mean, that, she wrote that back when she was 19, but she must be, I think she's like 30, probably 35 now.
Oh, shucks, she's almost as old as my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Drew, you better quit while you're ahead.
I am ahead. This signal is live in Sochi, Russia, in Simferopol, Russia, and my girlfriend's listening.
All right. Well, hi, Eugenia. How are you?
Yeah. Dobre dien.
She's 37.
Mike, I want to make a comment about your production style. You know, you seem to be able to walk that fine line between country, rockabilly, and blues, straight ahead rock and roll. You sort of amalgamate all of that into a very likable style. It reaches out and grabs you. And I was line dancing on that last song. I don't know if you could see me or not.
Oh, no, I guess it's kind of hard here. On her,
he doesn't have one of those NASA spy cameras built into the telephone.
I've got video capability, but we're not streaming on video right now. That doesn't mean it's going to stay that way.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the day when we can do that so we can show your videos. It's just fantastic. Now, you've got a son also, and I want to move along a little bit because I can see us getting into a discussion. How old was your son when he began recording? Let me ask you that first of all.
we started singing when he was singing when he was really, really young, you know, probably 2 and 3 years old when he first, you know, started singing. But we actually got started singing together at a church picnic in Houston when he was 5. And it was, you know, there was a couple hundred people there, and some of the folks asked me if I'd get up and sing some songs, and I grabbed my guitar and I got up and I started playing, and he jumped up on a picnic bench next to me. And I mean, he just stole the show. and afterwards, people came up and said, "Oh man, you know, you gotta do something with it." Anyway, that was it. We started working together, but when we were living in Nashville for a few years, and this album, I guess, that you're playing these songs from with him on there is when he was 8 years old. So this is Sam at 8.
Okay. I'm going to play Baby Boogie. In fact, I sort of picked out a little bit of a progression, you know, if you get my meaning.
Right.
And I want to just say that it's so evident that you really have a family. You are a family. And, you know, God, brings people to this earth, as souls, as spirits who contribute to humanity. And you got one heck of a talented family. Now, folks, keep in mind, this is an 8-year-old that we're going to hear. I don't know how old he is now, but
he's 12 now.
He's 12. My goodness. So this is only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Is this your son?
Yeah, this is his son, Sam.
Whoa.
This is a real
We got a
Sam.
Daughter that's 35 and a son that's 12. I was bad. I got seven sisters, and my baby sister is 22 younger than me.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty close. You know?
Yeah, not as bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can hear the relationship in this family through this young man's talent and the lyrics and even his delivery. And I'm going to follow this right up with no conversation on another tune. So we're going to hear two back to back here, okay? And we'll talk about these after we're done.
Yeah. class. My name is Professor Poop Fossil, and today we'll be studying the principles of evolution. Once I was a tadpole, long and thin. Then I was a frogger with my tail tucked in. Then I was a baboon in a tropical tree. And now I'm your professor with a PhD. And the question is, did Charlie make a monkey out of you?
I had to mute.
How many musical instruments is he playing?
Oh, well, we did it in a studio, so we had studio musicians. Yeah.
Okay.
How did you like that British accent?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's good at acting. He's really an actor. The guy's just an incredible actor.
Wow.
Well, that's the outback in him, Don.
Yeah. Yeah. we've ever since he's been very small, we've always had a tussle on stage as to who's in charge. So we'll get up there in front of a big, you know, we'll be doing a show somewhere, and I'll go, when, you know, this was like when he was 5 and 6, you know, I'd say, okay, look, we're going to do this. And he'd go, well, I want to do this. And I'd say, look, can you just do what you're told here, you know, because there's a plan, you know. And he'd say, well, I want to do this. And I'd say, look, finally it got down to, I'd say, look, who's in charge here, you know, who's the boss? And he'd say, well, You're the boss, Dad.
I'm surprised he didn't say God's in charge.
No, he said, you're the boss, Dad. He said, but I'm the star of the show.
Oh, wow. It's so inspiring to see that they didn't get a hold of one of them. One got away, you know. A free spirit. What a bright young man. That's incredible. And that's from the album Don't Make Me Come Down There.
Yeah.
Now, is that particular album feature him in most of the songs? Or
No, actually, Don't Make Me Come Down There was the album that was kind of the vehicle for the song Get Out and Vote. And we did the gun song, you know, the Stone Cold Dead song, and then we that was the first time we put my wife singing on that the Famine song, and then we thought, well, we need to put a few other songs in there that you know from the family, but actually those songs that Sam is on, there's another album we have that's just called The Fishers that has about, that I think it's had 12 or 13 songs on it, and they're all family songs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really featured on The Fishers.
Yeah. Now, this is a sort of a production question. Is he the sort that's able to go into the studio, rehearsed, knows the song inside and out, and has all his lyrics memorized?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You can hear that. You can hear that conviction. You know,
when the producer will tell him, I mean, when he was back when he was 8 years old, you know, they put him in the sound booth, because he would watch me do my parts, and then it was his turn. He'd go in, put the cans on, and he'd get in there, and he had his notepad, and the producer would say, now you need to do this differently this time, or do that, or something, and he would get his pencil out, and he would write his notes down. And I mean, the producer, even when he was back when he was 8, said that guy's just incredible. He takes direction better than anybody I've ever seen. So.
Yeah, well, the results show. And 8 years old.
Yeah,
I mean, there are only a handful of people on the planet that ever did anything like that at that age. You know, so he's destined for greatness. That's for sure.
May I ask? I have six Marines asking, where can I get the Fishers CD record?
Well, if they go to either thegreatrenegger.com or to thefishers.net. Actually, if you go to thegreatrenegger.com, it actually takes you to thefishers.net. We bought that site because when the song was coming out, we thought, well, that's probably going to be the thing that people are going to remember. So,
uh-huh. Yeah.
If they go there, there's a store page there, and we've got all of our songs are on there. You can download them individually, or you can order the albums. We're mailing stuff out now. We've actually got The Great Renegger on DVD now that's available, and on CD. So everything's available.
Yeah, there's a rumor. I want to let the listening audience know too, Mike and Drew, that there's a rumor that Mike is thought to be both Hank Williams and Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
And when you put either of those names with The Great Renegger, it takes you to thefishers.net or it's a strange phenomenon, but it works. So,
well, if you put it out, if you go out and you throw The Great Renegger into the tiny URL to shrink it down, so you can put it in on my News and Views on my website.
Mm-hmm.
It the tiny URL converts it over to a milk commercial.
Yeah, you had mentioned that before, so
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
It made me mad. The first time it happened, I just thought it was something I was doing while I was doing my News and Views to get posted out. And I had a bunch of guys tell me, what's this with the milk commercial?
Well, that tells you don't use the tiny URL.
But what you I don't anymore. I've got it set up to for tomorrow's repeat where it comes up, and I'm I just have the great renegger, and then underneath that I've got the direct link to YouTube, and I'm hoping that it won't mess up my website.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, go to thegreatrenager.com, and that'll give you a direct redirect to thefishers.net. And the Fishers is spelled T-H-E-F-I-S-C-H-E-R-S. So you get that right. It's don't leave the C out.
Right.
Okay?
That's Fishers with the net, right?
Yes.
It's that fish, you gotta have a net to catch the fishers, and the renegger is R-E-N-E-G-E-R.
Yes. Yes, there's variant spellings going around on that.
Right,
too.
Right.
You know, it means someone that goes back on their word.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
And that's saying it nicely.
Yes.
This, we do have families listening to this show too, so.
Right.
I wanna play one more song featuring Little Sam here, if I may. And this is you can tell that I've picked out sort of a progression of him moving through life here, you know, as an 8-year old.
Right.
So this is He's My Daddy. Daddy.
Yeah.
That's your son. Wow. you can.
He must be proud of him 100%.
Oh man, this kid is already hot. He is a star already.
We're working on a new song here that we're gonna do. I want to get a clip of him doing it, because you know with kids now, what do kids want to do nowadays? They just want to.
Well, that's gonna be great.
They want to sit down and watch and do computer, you know. And so we're working on a song where he's gonna be, you know. It's going to be a good one.
You know, Mike, listening to all this music with your family and this last one with your son brings back a theatrical movie that was done into a. As a matter of fact, me personally, I think it's one of the best entertainment movies for a man and a woman that's on a date. To you know, just like they call it, that you would call it a girl flick or the wife flick or the date flick. And the name of the movie is called August Rush.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And if you see that movie, I mean to tell you that, I hear your connection with your son, your connection with your daughter, and the fact that it kind of brings a rush into me, like, you and your family are able to hear what God gives all of us. If we would just take a minute and listen, the music is all around us. And obviously your son and your daughter grasp that directly from you. And I have to salute you for that.
You know, Drew, what you're saying is so true, and what was welling up in me while I was listening to that is there's still hope for the American family, and because of that, there's still hope for America, despite the...
Well, I never give up. You know, I come on this show every Thursday, and a lot of guys out there, and a lot of female Marines and just civilian women, talk to me off the air, and they say, "Well, you really do off the air. You have a lot of spirit for America." And I says, "I tell them, I says, I until they kick the door in, until I take my last breath, I am praying for America, and I think America can turn around. But because I really I feel it. It's like I see it. It will turn around if people will get involved. I don't have a negative attitude. I just want everybody to be educated into the truth, and just like this 12-year-old, or at this time 8-year-old, when he's singing, you can hear the spirit in his voice that he's not going to give up. He's going to move forward. He hears the music in the wind. He hears the music from the cars driving down the street. He doesn't hear a lot of racket. He hears music. And that's the spirit you have to look at is, don't look that it's gonna that everything's dead. I'm one of these optimists that believe until the light goes out, I'm gonna live to be 150.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I've given a real lot of thought to this the song the Get Out and Vote song. I thought it's like with the country right now. I feel that if what could really turn things around is if did y'all know that when they do a poll and they ask people, you know, whether they believe in God, did you know that I think it's 80% of the American people claim to believe in God? And now that might be a lot of people who just sort of say that because that's the way they were, you know, it was put on their birth certificate or something. But there is a majority of people in this country that do believe in God.
Well, here's one for you. I'm going to interrupt you right there.
Go ahead.
I heard of a poll out there similar to what you said, but what was really intriguing was the fact that 87% of the American people believe there is a Satan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, more people believe there was a Satan than there is God.
Right.
That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the thing is, if we, you know, see, back in 2004, you know, I mean, okay, I got back in 96. Back in 2004, there was, you know, it hadn't been here all that long, but you know, it's getting more and more every day. But I was watching the O'Reilly Factor, and he had this a Baptist head of the Baptist Church in Oklahoma that was on there, and he was saying that in the 2000 election, that 3 out of 5 fundamentalist Christians didn't vote. And I thought, my God, what is wrong with the Christians? You know, I mean, you know, what is the matter? You know, you can't sit there and not vote and expect that anything's, you know, that anything good is going to come of that. It's like you're just leaving the territory to the devil. And so you know, when I saw that on there, that's what I was so outraged with the whole thing. I grabbed my guitar and I wrote that song, Get Out and Vote. And we did a clip on that. And then again, we put it out in 2004. And then again in 2008, we re-recorded it again with a whole new music track. And we did a video to it. And, but you know, I think that that's the thing. If we could get Christians, If you know, because remember this big thing that happened the last election, they were threatening churches that they were going to take away their 501c3 status, and you know, they were going to have to start paying taxes and everything. And I thought, man, if Christians, if we could just get every single Christian that is a member of a church, or that, you know, and just make sure that everybody gets to the polls this time here, we could turn the country around and nothing flat. And maybe that would be the thing that could really start things happening, because they could see that there was a change.
A real
change. I agree with you, Mike, because in my deep research into the last two presidential elections, there was enough believers out there that did not vote. If they all got together and voted for a third party, they could bring in a complete change of the House of Representatives, 2/3 of the Senate, and a new president. And that's just the people that didn't vote that are registered to vote.
Right.
We all vote for a third party ticket across the board. We're talking about 435 new congressmen, 66 new senators, a president and a vice president that would not have any affiliation to the Republican or the Democratic Party.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Now, you talk about a divine intervention and a turnaround in America. The only Republicans and Democrats that would be left in Washington, D.C. would be the 9 dresses and 33 senators.
Mm. You know, I mean, I was thinking about it. Can you imagine the government is telling the pastors that they can't talk to their people about political things, because if they do, they're going to lose their tax break, right?
Mm.
And I thought, oh man, I thought, can you imagine what the Christians back in Rome that were being persecuted, you know, if you know, I mean, you don't, you know, there's a time when you can't listen to stuff like that.
No.
You've got to do what God tells you to do. I mean, they would have met in the catacombs underneath the ground. They would have met somewhere else. They would have, you know, they would have done something. We've got to have that kind of dedication that we're going to get this right, and everybody's going to have to step up to the plate. That's like the devil telling you that you can't talk to your sheep.
Let me say this. You know, you're talking about the money. What did they do? They threatened to take money away from us.
Right.
You see? And it still boils down to money, even when you're talking about God, you see?
Yeah.
With these people, it's about money, and the money is down the tubes now.
Yes.
Despite the fact that they kept their 501c3 designation.
Right, exactly.
The economy is in the turlet, we'll say. Okay.
Yes. And remember, remember 235 years ago, or really 233 years ago, preachers at the Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, the Episcopalian Church, the Quaker Church, the preachers would go inside their churches and get their hymn books and bring the hymn books out to the men and say, use the hymnals for your wadding. Because there was the militia would run out of wadding for their rifles.
Right.
And the preachers would go into their churches and grab the hymn books and bring them out and tear the papers out of the hymn books so that the militia could have wadding for their powder and shot.
Right.
Today, preachers, they run to a closet and shut the door and say, leave me alone. I got to have my money.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned this song a couple of times, Mike, and I had it set to play next, Get Out and Vote. And you were featured on a TV network, mainstream TV, for having written this song some time ago. You want to share anything about that experience?
Well, we never actually we did it. We got some TV here in Springfield, but that's the thing with these songs. It's kind of interesting. You put them on the internet, and I mean, we never were expect. I think we're at 1.8 million tonight, and we never expected that. But for some reason, it seems as though it's difficult to get airplay or to get on the mainstream media. But we're probably...
Ooh, you didn't have, don't say that, because I'll get that sucker brassed all over Arkansas and Louisiana on mainstream behind the scenes.
Well, you go for...
You're in the right place.
I'd like to hear him on the radio. That would be good.
Well, you are.
That's what I mean. I've got context here.
Well, yeah. Say that again, Mike.
This isn't the first time, but this is, for the Great Reneger, this is the first time I've heard it on radio.
Wow, and we've been playing it for a solid
game. Oh, wait a minute here. I played it how many times, Don? Five or six times on my show.
All right. Well, you're the man.
And this is going to be the second show where we play it twice in one night. So,
right.
Wait a minute. I want to hear the vote.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to play.
Get out the vote. I want to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a rock and roll here.
Yeah, this is the Fishers and Get Out and Vote.
Get out and vote, you know you can't sit still. You don't get out and vote, you know the devil will. Get out and vote, there making excuses.
Get
put down that remote. Get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Don't make me come down there.
That song will make you get out and vote whether you want to or not. You know, Mike, your background musicians there are great. I don't know if you want to name any of them, if you get them in trouble by doing that.
No, I actually, you know what? I don't really know all their names. There's a guy here named Greg Gray who's he's the producer, and we recorded a studio. It's a Mansion Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got a team of folks.
What theater?
The Mansion.
You're in Jefferson City, Missouri?
No, I'm in Branson.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't know that. I knew there was one in Branson. I didn't know there was one in Jefferson City. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I'd heard you say Jefferson City earlier.
No, and anyway, they bring it. There's one guy that I always really want to get. There's this guy up at... He's the guitarist, and he is just really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even play on those on these studio productions. You know, I write, I play guitar, and I write. But you know, when we go into the studio, they do all that.
About 40 years ago, I did the St. Joseph's County Fair in Michigan.
Okay? Uh-huh.
And we backed Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton. Boots Randolph, Roy Clark, Archie Campbell, Bobby Goldsboro, and there were, I'm forgetting somebody, but nevertheless, Boots Randolph had a studio band.
Uh-huh.
And these guys remind me of the band that he had. I mean, they just set up their instruments and boom, everything was perfect.
Yeah.
These guys are good players, and they play all kinds of music too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that, I'm sure. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so I had the opportunity early on in my musical career to work with some really big name acts.
Uh huh.
And that brings back those memories.
Yeah.
If ever you need a horn section, call me.
Okay.
You ever need a keyboardist or a synth programmer or anything like that, or even producer, background singer, let me know. I love to work with you.
What I really, really need is...
money. No.
studio.
We all need money.
What I really need is studio time and money to pay for the backing vocalists and the musicians. the thing is, I'm writing a lot faster than I can produce, and it's frustrating because when you're sitting on stuff that you know would go over really well, but you can't afford to put it out there, it's disheartening.
Well, I'll throw one thing at you. You guys, Don, you mentioned Boots Randolph, and Boots Randolph was my music, I don't know, my idol when I was 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. With his saxophone and mm-hmm. Yickety Yak, and the fact that
Yakety Sax, you mean?
Would just bend over backwards for young people.
Yeah. Yakety Sax was his one of his big hits.
Yeah,
he had a bunch of them. He had for years and years and years. He had a lot of hits.
Yeah, well, the world lost a great. Even though he was from Paducah, Kentucky, he was loved in Bayous, Louisiana.
Yeah, and in Memphis too. You know.
Well,
and in Memphis.
Memphis is a suburb of New York City.
Yeah. Well, it's great the diversity that you have as a writer. I mean, you latch on to a hook, and really the hook is a message. You know, it's not a tease. It's not some little tiny little thing for a pea-sized brain. You wake up the spirit in people. And I want to encourage the listening audience to get a copy of The Great Reneger and this album. This album is available too. Is that correct?
Or right. Yeah, yeah. Don't make me come down there.
You make it you make it possible. Yeah, and don't make him come down there. Make it possible for more of this music to be created. You folks, you need to understand that. I produce this show. Drew produces his show. There are people that sacrifice to bring these shows to you. And there's not a lot of support out there from the listening audience on that end. And you can help us out by subscribing to our archives. I don't really get on your case about that, but to affect change and to keep us out there, to keep the truth coming out and these inspirational messages like the ones that we're hearing tonight, you have to help out. And it's going to make you feel good to do that when you can take the CD and pop it in your car.
There you go.
On vacation or, you know.
Right. It's like that story of that old Southern preacher, you know, when he was preaching there and he was hammering away on their giving and the offerings and everything. And after the service, they came up and they said, how come you're always talking about giving money and they were passing out the plate and all that? And he said, the gospel am free, brethren, but it costs something to pipe it to you.
It's true. It's a truism. And you know, there are those, this is what I hate about TV evangelism is that it's used because of the power of advertising and this obsession with having people become consumers and buying things that they don't need and just repeating the message over and over and over and it doesn't ever have any more substance than either to make people feel guilty or put them in fear. And these guys, when you see them behind the scenes, you know, I've played in hotels and fancy places where I'm walking past a conference room and these people are being cursed to death because they've sinned. And God's not going to forgive them unless they give it their last dime. And then a half an hour later, these guys come in and partying and drinking and dancing, doing the very things they were chastising their congregation for. So there are many a hypocrite out there in the religious community, and you can put it where something positive is being done. These preachers, very few of them, you can probably count them on one hand and have a couple fingers left to pick your nose or scratch your rear end. There aren't many telling you the truth about what's going on these days. And you can put your money someplace where somebody's really affecting a positive change. Not a promise. He's doing it. And he's not gone back on his word. I'm speaking for you, Mike. I hope you don't mind.
Hey, preach it.
So we're about at the end of the show, but I want to have you back, and you are coming back on Evident Footprints, and I'm proud to have had you on the show. I want to encourage all those people out there in the U.S. military that have been screaming for this song. I've heard you on Drew's show. I've heard you when I had Drew on my show last week and the week before, screaming out, where can we get this song? We're telling you where. Now do it. Now that you have the information, get the song and encourage others to do the same thing. That's what keeps it coming. Okay. You know,
I got a question. I got a question from three people.
Okay.
All of them located in Russia. Can the song be downloaded from the internet?
Yeah.
Okay. You can download how do they pay for it?
If you go, well, if they've got PayPal, do they have PayPal?
Larissa does. I know she does.
Yeah, that's PayPal is the way it works.
And, okay.
That's and if they want to write to us, our email address is thefishersmusic@gmail. thefishersmusic@gmail.
Atlanta comes in and she says, "If I send you a letter, it'll take 2 weeks, and for you to put your CD in post back to me, it'll take 2 weeks, and then it'll probably be used by the time I get it."
No, she can actually pay for it with PayPal, and we'll send it out the next day.
Yeah, but what you don't know is it takes 2 weeks to get a letter from here to there.
Well, it's better to wait 2 weeks than never.
Yeah. But it'll be used by the time she gets it, because the postal inspectors will want to open it up and play it and make sure it's not prohibited music going into focus on Russia.
We'll put a rabbit snake.
She probably ought to download the MP3s. That way they'll be there instantly.
Just put a rattlesnake in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, or get one of your Aussie buddies to send you up one of those funnel web spiders.
There you go.
Well, I want to let the listening audience know that you are coming back to Evident Footprints, and we're going to do this again, and we're going to talk about some of your inspirations. I hope I gave you enough of an opportunity to do that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, this was great. I'd love to come on again.
Okay.
Tell your friends that, hey, you want to hear my song on the radio? It's going to play tomorrow. I'm going to make darn sure that both of those tunes, the one on the Great Greennagger, will play again tomorrow, as well as Get Out the Vote. I have Colorado Al, affectionately referred to him as Radical Al, and they'll get his fire lit up for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, it's been an honor, and I don't mean it sound like I'm trying to ride your coattails. I get inspired when I hear, good music and a good singer, good writing, good production and all that, and you know, feel free to...
And clean.
Yeah, it's clean as a whistle.
Yeah.
It's done the right way. Very good job. My compliments.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
My compliments go out to everybody involved with the production, the studio, everything. You know, it's obviously all first rate. And, you know, might be a place I want to record sometime.
Right.
And,
stop in.
All right. Well, we're going to close out the show. We will chat another minute or so, but I want to come back to our theme song. And this is a friendly reminder of what we are going through in America, and what we've been promised and what we actually have ended up being two different things. And I sort of prophesied this to my audience through my research, through this radio show. And here's a man that saw the same thing on his own, never met me. We never met each other, although we have a mutual friend, actually. And, We want to say a prayer for Gary Paxson, too, that he comes around and regains 100% good health. Gary was a very good friend of my former partner, Bob Todd, when I had my studio in Hollywood. And that's how far back we go as far as people we know. That's a number of years.
Yeah, that shows how old we are.
Well, yeah, but you know, we're like good wine, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
We get better and more valuable.
There you go.
So we're going to listen to this tune one more time. I beg to indulge my listeners, but this message needs to be heard. And there may be some people that joined us a bit late and didn't get to hear it. So, the Great Greennagger.
Broadcasting those negotiations on C-SPAN.
But these negotiations will be on C-SPAN.
It'll be on C-SPAN. It will be streaming over the net. We're going to do all these negotiations on C-SPAN.
They'll have the negotiations televised on C-SPAN.
It'll be televised on C-SPAN. I can't guarantee it'll be exciting, so not everybody's going to be watching.
But all this will be done on C-SPAN in front of the public.
Let me say it as simply as I can.
Transparency
and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
There's a big long list of promises broken, so eloquently spoken. And you wonder why so many millions are pissed, because he's a great Greennagger, politician at heart. A politician practicing his art. He's a great Greennagger, either black or white, he's many shades of gray. Far left from what's right.
I'll make our government open and transparent, that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. Meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public. No more secrecy. That's the commitment I make to you as president.
He'll tell you anything to get you on his side, like the change you can't believe in. Trust me, what I lie, we'll have transparency.
C-SPAN. Post bills on the net. There'll be no lobbyists, no pork. Have we seen it? The great green dagger, politician at heart. A politician practicing his art. The great green dagger, either black or white. He's many shades of gray, far left from the right.
When there's a bill that ends up on my desk as president, you, the public, will have 5 days to find out what's in it before I sign it.
We will put government data online in universally accessible format.
Please abort and retry.
They've had votes in the night, behind closed doors. Senators bribed, no better than whores. Pushing their programs, refusing to hear, when the voice of the people is perfectly clear. Cause he's a great green nigger, politician at heart. A politician practicing his art. He's a great green nigger, either black or white. He's many shades of gray, far left from what's right.
The president will be to guide this process so that it's an honest process.
His skin's so thin, when scratched you can see the horrible sight that lies just beneath. An unseasoned novice lifted up in pride, but there's a fall coming soon. There'll be no place to hide. Cause he's the great green nigger, politician at heart. A politician practicing his art. He's the great green nigger, neither black or white. He's many shades of gray, far left from what's right. Teleprompter in place, he can really talk that talk. Blowing smoke is cheap, but he don't walk the walk. What a politician hates is when you turn on the light. He'll run like a roach for the darkness of night. Cause he's a great green nigger, politician at heart. A politician practicing his art.
I'll let citizens track federal grants, contracts, earmarks, and lobbying contracts. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. Last week, the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests, including foreign corporations.
That didn't sit well with Justice Alito, who shook his head in disagreement and appeared to mouth the words, not true.
Ask questions in real time. Offer suggestions that will be reviewed before decisions are made.
Transparent and accountable to the American people.
Let me say it as simply as I can.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
Yep. Yeah. If you buy that, I got a bridge. In Saudi Arabia.
Wait a minute. I got a road in South Louisiana you can buy real cheap.
Well, the website is thegreatrenager.com or thefishers.net. Make sure you get a copy of that. And tell your friends, tell your enemies to get it, too. Mike, wake them up.
Yeah.
Mike, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I think we'll bring you back on a Thursday, maybe in a couple of weeks with our Marine buddy here.
All right. Just let me know when. I'm happy to do it.
Okay, and any other songs that that happen to come your way, feel free to forward it if you want to get some airplay. And I want to thank you for allowing me to post your video on my site. Folks, if you want to see it and you can't find it on YouTube or on another website or the traffic is too congested, certainly go to directlightproductions.com. Just click on music videos. The index page will come up, and you'll see the great Renega there. And you can see it for yourself. Drew, I want to thank you for being on the show and co-hosting with me tonight, as always.
I'm on a vacation. I'm not here.
You're on a vacation. And I want to let the listening audience know that I pay you a visit for 2 hours every Monday on Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com on his show, A Marine's Disposition. And I have a feeling you're going to be hearing all this music on that show, too. So, Drew, thank you very much. Mike Fisher, thank you very much. And say hello to the family and thank them for their contribution to our country.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. You have a good night, and we look forward to talking to you soon. You guys hang on a little bit here. Don't leave me yet.
Wait a minute. To all my Marines around the world that are tuning in, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Folks, that's it. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. And tonight's special guest, Mike Fisher and Drew Malone Reigns III. A special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com for carrying the show. Also, I want to thank Seth Hendrick and Don Newsom on the sound tonight, as well as Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. For you out there in the listening audience, tune in tomorrow when my special guest will be our resident science advisor and inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher, Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish you all a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.